My prey begins to stir. It squirms around, fighting the confines of the sturdy gossamer barrier with a desperation that is all too familiar and entirely futile. A ritual spanning centuries is about to take place. Muffled cries of fear whimper out through the pearly silk, but they are of little concern, for soon the cries will take a very different tone. A new struggle will take place, an ancient ritualistic duel, tense and well practiced. Every time the prey squirms, the silken threads draw tighter, closing over it and constricting it further. Its struggles lessen, growing slower until it reaches the point of near stillness. It is then that I soundlessly approach. My lithe form glides effortlessly along the web, 8 sharp black legs striding along the sturdy white strands. I am elegant and I am gorgeous and horrifying. I am a monster. I am an arachne. And the prize contained in my silken cocoon is my prey. I'll eat the occasional female adventurer that stumbles into my lair, but human males are by far my favorite. Feeding on them is much easier and creates less of a mess. But of course, tonight's prize is no simple snack. My kind births no males. To reproduce, we must mate with human males. But an arachne is a powerful and long-lived creature. Reproduction is no small feat. There is only a small window of opportunity every few decades in which I am fertile. On top of that, only the strongest and healthiest male specimens will be compatible with my eggs. I have been searching months in advance for my mate, but none yet have been compatible enough. Will my prey tonight be the one? I smile in anticipation, examining the silken prison to ensure that he is tightly bound. Sure enough, he is now almost entirely incapable of movement, and still unaware of my presence. I lower my body to his, my hands snaking along my body to cup my breasts, holding them up and pushing them against the exterior of the cocoon. I run my breasts over his midsection, cooing in delight as my stiff nipples brush against the delightfully soft silk. Twin trails of thin, clear liquid leak out from my nipples, leaving a faint, damp spot on the silk. Lowering my gaze down his body, I smile as I see that the initial dose of my venom has already taken effect. I found my prey wandering in the caves above by himself, aimlessly stumbling around in pitch-black caverns. The dark is no hindrance to me, and subduing him was a trivial matter. Stripping him of his weapons and armor was a quick task, after which I tipped his head to my breast and had him drink from me. My venom kept him dazed and docile, and I found the true enjoyment gazing upon his naked body. He is a handsome specimen of his kind, young and strong. I took my time caressing his form, rolling him around as I encased him in his silken prison. Now he is finally woken up, squirming in his cocoon, pinned to the gigantic web that spans my secluded lair. I stretch out a hand and gently caress the cocoon. I hope that he is the one, for I fear that I will not have time to catch another male before my fertility period escapes me. Extending the sharp edge of one of my spider legs, I cut a hole in the cocoon with expert precision and let out a delighted gasp as a male organ springs out of it, throbbing, thick, and extremely hard. He looks absolutely delicious. His soul and straining cock. His body forcibly aroused. aroused by my venom. My lips curl up in excitement as I admire his male prowess, watching a bead of pre-cum form at his slit as his cock twitches and pulses. With expert precision, I use my talons to slice the web a bit further, creating a perfect opening that frees his seed sac. I'm always fascinated by the different sizes and shapes of my lover's genitals. I reach out my hand, my fingers made of the same sharp black exoskeleton that composes my legs and abdomen. With the tenderness of a feather, I brush one of my talons against his testicles, cupping his sac in my hand and giving it a gentle squeeze. This elicits an involuntary moan from the cocoon, followed by a shudder of delight. No doubt the vastly enhanced sperm production demanded by my venom is creating a significant amount of pressure in his groin. I brush my talons against his shaft, and even that simple movement is enough to make his cock jerk and spasm. Another droplet of crystal clear liquid forms at his throbbing tip, drawing my attention. I reposition myself, sliding down his body to bring my face directly in front of his cock. My tongue darts out, harvesting the tiny morsel of pre-cum and drawing it back into my mouth. The effect is immediate as my taste buds drink in his flavor. My lust is immediately sparked, and I am reminded of the gnawing hunger, of the emptiness within me as my sex starts to drip with liquid proof of my arousal. His pre-cum is strong, with a powerful, rich flavor, tinged with the familiar taste of my own venom. I pause thoughtfully as my tongue discerns his unique flavor, and I learn that he has not come in over a week. Unusual in such a young and virile man, but his abstinence will be tremendously useful to me. His groans draw my attention again, and I am certain that he must be in pain from the immense pressure building in his loins. My venom is potent, and the smooth silk rubbing against his body makes for a potent aphrodisiac. His seed sac is incredibly swollen, his body having reached the point where it can no longer contain the production of sexual juices, his cock starting to leak a steady stream of seminal fluid. I lick my lips in anticipation. It is time for the taste test. My soft lips wrap around the bell head of his cock, causing the cocoon to jerk and emit an unexpected groan of pleasure. His cock twitches as more fluid leaks out of him, now flowing into my gently sucking mouth. Every time his cock twitches, I suck on him again, drawing the fluid out of him and onto my tongue, savoring his exquisite taste. My own arousal grows with every throb of his cock, with every delicious gulp as I milk his prostate of its delicious overflowing nectar and relieving him of the painful pressure in his groin. Every time his cock pulses, I suck on him again, and I draw more out of him. Again and again, I suck on his super sensitive shaft, urging his fluid through the entire length of his cock, pulling it into my mouth as I suck it out of him. I keep a steady pace, always stimulating him and ensuring a constant flow of his seed. Despite my hunger, I know that I must take my time. Such tests cannot be rushed. His groans begin to grow louder, becoming agonized moans of pleasure, but this is only the beginning of the pleasure I have in store for him. I delight in his cries and gasps, taking comfort in that I can provide my lover such bliss. My mouth works faster, tightening around his engorged manhood as it continues its wet, gentle contortions. The flow of his nectar is changing, moving from a steady stream to constant, strong pulses. I suck more fluid with every twitch of his cock, loving the feeling of the brewing eruption within him. His scent and taste subtly shift as he nears the brink, his body trembling as the pleasure promises to conquer him. He does not consciously surrender to the pleasure, but is dragged along with it like a great wave. The pleasure will overwhelm his fear, his thoughts, and it will overwhelm his entire being. Finally, it is time. The swollen orbs of his sac rise in place, lifting up as a shuddering moan escapes from the cocoon. My sharp eyes watch the transition to his orgasm from 8 perspectives, admiring the motions of his genitals as his body prepares to deliver the first of many orgasms to come. My eyes flare wide with the promise of the coming seed, and I redouble my efforts, determined to push him over the edge. The skin around his balls tightens, beginning to contract rhythmically as it pushes his seed through his thin inner tubes. And there is a split second where time seems to stop, where his body seems to be frozen in a breath that never comes. And then he erupts. He grunts loudly as his orgasm begins. Sexual energy practically radiates from him, and I feel a lump form at the base of his shaft, racing up his length. The head of his cock flares, and at last the first serving of his cum is blasted into my waiting, sucking mouth. I rub my tongue from side to side on the spurting cock before lowering the tip, thin and pointed, slipping it inside the opening of his penis, increasing the pressure and forcing his cum to surge past my tongue. I always enjoy inserting my tongue into a man's pulsating cock, feeling their cum slide over my taste buds over and over. Each rope of white liquid races up his cock like a ball too big for its tubing, finally exploding. I massage his pulsing cock and swollen balls with my spider legs, drawing more joyous groans that refuse to stop as his young body continues to pulse into my mouth. I can tell by how much he's shaking that he has never come this hard or this much in his life. I suck and suck and suck, 8 massive pulses of cum, until his orgasm finally begins to recede. As his twitches slow, I suck even harder, lapping at his slit with my tongue, determined to take every drop as I greedily indulge in his flavor, enjoying the fresh cum. In all my many decades on this world, I have never found a taste more delicious than a man's semen, and his is some of the finest I've ever sampled. I finally release his cock, using a talon to collect the last drop from his tip and lapping it up with my tongue. I swish his seed around inside my mouth, taking my time as I roll it over my taste buds. His cum is salty, yet also sweet and undeniably potent, suffused with the divine taste of human masculinity. I take my time sampling his sperm, thoroughly examining his genetics and savoring the bold flavor before shuddering and swallowing it down my throat. He is perfectly compatible with my eggs. Oh, it's decided then. He is the one. This strong, incredibly virile man shall be the father of my children. I smile lovingly, licking my lips to collect the last ghosts of his taste before turning to look back at his body. His engorged sac and swollen cock seem no less eager, still painfully full of more seed that will need to be milked out of him. My venom has practically removed his refractory period, and if anything, it almost looks as if he needs to come more badly now than he did before. I lean down and begin to suck on him again, gently sucking the flow of fluid that is already beginning to reappear. He groans in delight again, and I prepare him with my mouth, swirling my tongue around the head of his cock and preparing him to orgasm again. I use one of my hands to grip his swollen sack, gently squeezing it and causing a little more fluid to flow into my sucking mouth. He moans, and I pop off his cock, speaking to him for the first time. "Did that please you, lover?" He whimpers in affirmation, and I begin to caress his cock with my talons, leaning down and speaking softly into his ear. "You're in pain. You carry so much pressure inside you. Shh, 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 let me free you from this pain." I use a talon to cut apart the silk covering over his mouth, smiling as his lips take a gasp of air at my touch. I lean down and take hold of my breast, placing my nipple into his mouth and giving myself a gentle squeeze. My venomous fluid squirts out into his mouth, and he moans as he tastes me. He wastes no time in beginning to suckle me, drinking more venom and gulping it down in an eager rhythm. I stroke his head as I use one of my spider legs to jerk his cock, cooing happily as he continues to suck venom from my breast. "Let me free you from your pain. Let me give you pleasure. Let me set you free." A part of his mind resists, an alarm going off somewhere inside his head, but it is swiftly drowned out by the sensations upon his cock, and his caution is overruled by the pleasure. He tries to say something, but only gasps, and I don't wait for a reply as I adjust my position. Taking hold of his cock with two of my legs, I align him with my dripping heat. I move again and slowly push his cock inside me. Finally. Finally I have him inside me. I have had to wait for so long. I have had to be so patient, but now I finally get to indulge in the feeling of this enormous throbbing cock entering me. I flex my muscles, using my control over my body to pull him deeper inside of me, until I finally feel him hilt inside of me. His cock is completely encompassed in the unbearably warm, tight construction of my cunt, my muscles squeezing and releasing around his helpless cock. I begin to grind my hips into him, enjoying the complete control over the pace as I gently lift myself up before pushing his cock inside once again. He groans louder than ever at the joy of being inside me, and I reward his sonorous cries by beginning to stroke his swollen sack with one of my rear legs, the tiny spider hairs on the tip of my leg brushing against him and amplifying his pleasure even further. He moans, and I can feel an orgasm begin to creep up on him. But I cannot allow him to come just yet. It is ideal that we come together so that the contractions of my body will more easily pull his seed into my reservoir. So I clamp my muscles down hard on his cock, increasing the pressure to painful levels and causing him no small amount of frustration, but I keep his orgasm at bay. Even with my venom skyrocketing his semen production, I'll need to milk at least 2 loads out of him to ensure that my reservoir will be filled. My reservoir is a large, bulbous chamber inside me, the gateway to my precious egg sac. No semen will find its way to my womb without first passing through the reservoir, and that will not happen at all unless I milk a great volume of semen from him. I gasp as I slam down onto his hips, delighting in every penetration of his cock as I feel my own orgasm rapidly approach. I lean down and wrap my arms around his shoulders, pulling him to my mouth and kissing him as we mutually explode. He screams into my mouth as his cock erupts, spewing white magma inside me. The contractions of my own orgasm waste no time in drawing out his orgasm, stimulating his cock further by my undulating walls carrying his seed toward my reservoir. He gasps and shudders again and again, and I echo his moans, making my pleasure known as my tongue wrestles with his. Finally, his cock ceases to spurt, and he winds down from his second orgasm. I smile and pull myself from him, flexing my interior muscles to see how much I've milked from him. I'll need to milk out a lot more from him to ensure proper fertilization. He pants with exertion, the cocoon heaving with his labored breaths. I slide down his body, beginning to lick his oversensitive cock and closing my lips around his engorged tip. Once again, I begin to suck, sucking his cock clean of our juices and swallowing it all down. He groans into protest as his erection refuses to go down, becoming only more stimulated by my efforts. I then turn my attention to his sack, somewhat less swollen now, and open my mouth wide, far wider than any human could manage. I take his poor, overworked balls into my mouth and begin to suck on them, licking and slurping on him. His orbs swell and pulse again, obedient to my enzymes as my venom metabolizes in his testicles, catalyzing sperm production at an exhaustive rate. It will only be a short time before the need to release is once again upon him. After working him up, I turn my attention back to his cock, slurping up the few drops of fluid that are already leaking out. I insert the tip of my nimble tongue into his cock and I suck on him, going about an inch into him and fluttering my tongue inside his penis, tasting his pre-cum as it seeps past. My tongue expands and contracts within the pressured tube, building and releasing the volume of his semen while stroking the inside of his dick. I press one of my talons into his perineum, fondling him and eliciting random lurches from his cock, causing him to pulse more syrupy semen into my mouth and down my throat. Had he not been restrained by my webbing, he would have shook and trembled as if he were seizing. My cocoon allows him only minor twists and turns, keeping him entirely at my mercy as I bring him to the edge. I use another talon to dance around the ring of those tightly knotted muscles at his rear, gliding across the silk, moaning as I feel his ass clench again and again. The closer he gets to his orgasm, the tastier his fluid becomes, the flavor intensifying with each rush of male essence. I suddenly pull off him, withdrawing my tongue from his cock, leaving him groaning pitifully. He tries desperately to come, but it is just far enough from his third orgasm that it only builds his frustrated pleasure further. He tries to thrust his hips toward me, but the cocoon denies his movement. Still, his pulsing cock snaps up and down, twitching with involuntary contractions. Finally, I press my lips against his, muffling his growing cries of frustration, and with two of my legs, I take hold of his cock and press him inside me, sheathing him in my silky tunnel as we begin to kiss. The tight ringlets of my muscles clamp around him, squeezing and milking his sensitive flesh. My talons rake his back as he throbs inside me, gently digging into his flesh and drawing blood. That edge of pain was the extra sensation he needed, setting off his next eruption. A burst of pressurized molten cum races through his cock before jetting from his tip, flooding into my insides. I hold him tightly as I feel him pulsing into me, more of his semen flowing into my reservoir. He is weak and hoarse as his orgasm fades. This one was shorter and weaker than the others, and by flexing my abdominal muscles, I can tell that I will need to milk one last load of semen from him in order to have enough for my egg sac. His tongue lolls from his mouth, his breathing even heavier and more labored than before. His genitals are still swollen, still obedient to my venom, but there's no room to be lax. I lean down to him again, placing my nipple in his mouth and beginning to squeeze, emptying the remainder of my venom into his mouth. I pull back from him and allow him a moment to recover. The venom is taking its toll, as it always does, and I cannot wait for too long lest the sperm I've milked from him begin to die within me. Deftly navigating along my webs, I check the entrance of my lair. I must be sure that no one has heard his cries of pleasure. Gazing up at the full moon before a starry sky, I don't feel like a monster. Feeling the swell of my egg sac, I know I do not have long. I cannot afford to be interrupted at this stage. Spinning a quick barrier over the entrance of the cave, I return to my groaning mate, smiling as I see that his cock has grown hard in my absence, beginning to leak pre-cum again as his poor, overworked prostate struggles to satisfy the demands of my venom. He is vaguely aware of my presence, knowing that I am moving somewhere near him, but unable to tell where. I must ensure that his next orgasm is his strongest yet. I repeat my earlier pattern, slipping his leaking cock into my mouth and sucking on him. I use every part of my body to pleasure him, my tongue darting inside his member, two legs stroking and massaging his sack, another stroking his perineum, a finger dancing around his ass. Hearing his moans grow in volume, I know he is ready again. I reposition and get on top of him, inserting his cock inside me and beginning to fuck him, grinding my hips into him, moaning and groping my jiggling tits as I bounce atop him. He groans and grimaces, overstimulated from his repeated orgasms, my helpless victim as I torture him with unparalleled pleasure. My talons cut a new hole in his cocoon and slip inside, circling around his skin before I slip a finger into his ass. I press my body down onto him, sheathing him in my tight cunt while pressing against his prostate with firm pressure. I sigh happily as the sensation makes the cocoon emit a strangled moan, forcing his body to orgasm once more and feeling his cock jerk and spurt inside me for the last time, flooding my insides with his cum as I milk him mercilessly. His cum flows from his body into mine, and finally, finally, I know that my semen-filled reservoir has been topped off. I feel his warm seed move within me, draining from one chamber to the next, one filled with my eggs. Oh, 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 oh. As he continues to spurt inside me, my jaw drops, and I am racked with absolute bliss, the highest pleasure I can ever experience. I feel his sperm moving within me, wriggling toward my eggs and pressing into them. I feel his life merge with mine. I feel him impregnate me. I feel him breed me. With every sperm that finds a way inside and fertilizes another egg, a new orgasm spreads throughout my body, sending shockwaves of pleasure through me, each one stronger than the last. Yes. Oh, finally, he cannot see me, but my eyes shine with appreciation. Keeping his cock inside of me, I lean down, my breast pressing against his chest, and I kiss him. I put as much emotion into the kiss as I can, wordlessly sending him my gratitude, thanking the one who has made me a mother again. Thank you. He is groaning. His breathing is ragged, exhausted and pained from our lovemaking. Oh, please. Let me free you from your pain. Let me give you your pleasure that you could never have dreamed of. He has successfully impregnated me, but our ritual is not yet over. I can feel my energy being drained into my newly fertilized eggs, sapping my own reserves of strength. I rise off of him, feeling the pressure building in my jaw. He grunts. Every nerve alive and raw as I stroke his cock with my cool, smooth legs. I remove the silk covering his eyes, trusting that it is too dark for him to see me clearly. All that's left is pleasure, my love. With that, I reach down and engulf his cock into my mouth, sucking on him. He cries out as I bring him to the edge over and over, keeping his orgasm just out of reach as I wait for my venom to prepare him one final time. His balls hang swollen and full, and I open my mouth and sink his cock all the way inside, letting him feel the tight constriction of my throat as they play upon his shaft and sensitive head. I pull back. The ache in my jaw is nearly too much now. He is nearly ready, and I wrap four of my legs around his imprisoned form, holding him tightly so that he cannot squirm away. With practiced precision, my jaw drops down, not unlike a snake's, making room for the tiny, specialized, needle-like fangs on either side of my mouth. My tongue continues to caress the head of his cock, slathering against his hard shaft as my body finished the last of the needed preparations. The amount of energy it takes to gestate even one of my children is immense. I will die if I do not replenish my stores. His orgasm is a heartbeat away, and the timing is critical as his body, his own chemicals play a crucial role. He groans, and I feel the precursor jolt before the massive flood begins. In a moment that betrays my inhuman nature, my jaw drops down nearly a full 6 inches, the tip of his leaking cock sheathed between the roof of my mouth and my wriggling tongue. Two sharp fangs extend and coil, already poised to inject their targets. I feel his body seize with rigid tension, strained with sexual intensity. His balls tighten and raise to the base of his cock as they prepare to eject their load, swollen with one half of my catalyst. He cries out in pleasure as his orgasm begins, and as his ecstasy begins, my needle-like fangs unwind in a blur of motion, already aligned with their targets and loaded with enzymes. They shoot forward, each piercing a testicle and emptying their payload. My victim's body is so sexually charged that he only feels an increase in sensation, building inside his body and adding to the orgasm already in progress. Pain and pleasure mix together in a spectacular explosion through his groin as his prostate compresses, emptying the adjacent sacs of sugary, clear liquid and forcing the mixture of sperm and prostate fluid into his aching shaft. My fangs retract and my jaw lifts back into position as his cock convulses, spasming great bursts of cum past my lips and down my throat. As his balls release their load of sperm into his inner tubes, the catalyst I had injected moved along with it. The chemical release of his orgasm mixed with my now completed venom, beginning the process of liquefaction. Even as his body begins to react, he continues to pump his cum into me, pulsing his life into the mouth of a gorgeous predator. I swallow down the contents of his orgasm with great satisfaction, examining and fondling his sack, now even more swollen than before. His cum was an appetizer. I continue to suck hard on his cock, bringing him towards his final release. A minute passes, then two, and he is terrified as his body refuses to stop spasming, endlessly pumping cum into my mouth until the pleasure finally overwhelms all thought. All the tissues and fluids in his body break down, becoming more delicious cum for me to devour. My venom, still very strong, maintains his erection, and I wrap all 8 of my legs around him. I suck hard on his cock, my hunger surging with each burst of his life past my lips. Moans of cries and pleasure fill the air as I suck vigorously on his penis. For a moment, I feel the cocoon tense, completely still for a moment before I open my throat and urge him on, taking him even deeper. His sac is stretched and bulging, but the male organs it once held were no more. His legs and arms are limp, the muscles barely holding his shape. His body begins to contract as a stream of cum is forcibly launched into my mouth, and I drink him down in great lusty gulps, feeling the pulsating of his semen as it empties into my throat. I relax and draw his entire length into my throat, my lips pressing against the silken prison surrounding the base of the shaft, as it jerked out its contents. Energy pulsed along with his cum, flowing out of him and into me. All that he has gushed forth with his ejaculation, his memories, his cares, his loves and his lusts. I wait now for my young to hatch, for my lovers are short-lived. The last things they know are the rich, euphoric releases of their cocks, spraying forth a wash of sweet, milky substance with a gasp of ultimate relief. Once more, I am a widow, black and deadly.